As you all know, at the beginning of the Reformation, Luther had discussions with Johann Eck. I remember my first theological discussion. It was with my best friend, Dick Jones. No, not a Roman Catholic theologian, but at that time a Southern Baptist kid lived down the street. We began to talk about churches. Why does your church have that Roman Catholic symbol on it? He asked. Well, what do you mean, Dick? I go to the Lutheran church. Oh, the cross on your steeple. He says, and the other day, I saw that you actually had a crucified Jesus on the cross on your altar. I'd never been asked those questions before. In fact, I had never really noticed that that big Southern Baptist church that had 2,500 members, even back there in 1956, didn't have a cross on its steeple, and most don't still in Oklahoma. Same debate comes almost every month as I go to Bear Field as chaplain of the Air National Guard. In typical non-committal fashion, the military gives you a cross that you can use, well, shall we say, rightly and wrongly, as you choose. On one side, it's bare. On the other side, there's the body of Christ. And I always, of course, having learned the lesson that Dick didn't want to teach, I put the corpus towards the people. I have a good Southern Baptist, shall we say, parishioner, lives in Warsaw, member of the Air Guard, and whenever he comes in, he turns that cross around. And I tell him, well, I here, you know, I don't want to give you guys the kind of hair pastor notion, but I just tell him, here I'm the pastor, and it's darn well going to be the other way. Dick always told me something else. He said he had the Bible. In a way, I didn't know enough then. I wish I did, but I want to tell you, we have the sacraments. Of which, of course, the Bible testifies. And not just in those few places where it happens to be explicitly the topic. We have it as the ongoing reality of which the whole scriptures speak. Here, I'm flesh and I'm bones. Handle me. The psalm, taste me. Eat me, drink me. This is what the whole scriptures have been about, the Psalms, the Proverbs, Moses and the prophets. This fleshly resurrected one is what it is all about. Not just a few verses about, but which it is all about. This resurrected fleshly one, given and shed for us for the forgiveness of sins and for the resurrection, not of just himself, but ours too, is what it's all about. See, coming from Oklahoma, I had really some of my best theological training. I know what you're thinking, that at Oklahoma they only have good football. The fact is, we have darn good Southern Baptist Lutheran dialogue as well. What I learned finally is that the flesh of Christ, the flesh of Christ, is God's word for us. It came upon me as kind of a confirmation when I read that in Luther and learned it at the seminary. I had begun to see it a contrario, as it were, from talking to my good Southern Baptist friends. Because I remember another thing Dick Jones said. Jesus is in heaven. And he meant by that, he ain't here. Because the Holy Spirit's here. Wrong again, Dick. I will, just as a parenthesis here, let you know that he's on his way to conversion. He actually drinks whiskey with me when we get together. Don't tell my mother, though, that I'm doing this, he reminds me. And I have never betrayed him. But the fact is, Jesus is in heaven. And that's why with him we are too, even as we speak and hear. With angels and archangels and with all the hosts of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and singing, Holy, Holy, Holy. And as you all know, that introduces us to the Lord's Supper, wherein we partake not of an ad hoc repast, but already then and there, an eternal feasting which is nothing other than heaven. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.